Hello, hey there Endless fam, my name is Sonali and you're listening to Sonali the Endless River podcast. So today's my birthday, today is the 7th of February and currently the time is around 6 p.m. So a little update about what happened yesterday. I was super busy with a lot of work that I had told you about, like a client work, and so it apparently took me a lot of time to get the work done. And yes, I got it done. I emailed it to the client and I guess he's okay about it. I mean, he's gonna respond, so I don't really know what's gonna happen. So yeah, hoping for the best. But I did, the designer in me was pretty happy. And it's the little things that was taking time. I want to make it look absolutely perfect as per my opinion. And I did send the work and it got done. After that, I had a call with my friend and my publisher, with whom my multi-author book is soon to be released in March. So he's in, I think, Pennsylvania. And so from there, I have to order my books, I have to get my copies. And so we were trying to figure it out that how we could get things done. I mean, is he going to send over the books, or are people going to like buy it directly from me or from him? There's there's shipping and there's printing and there's the time involved. So we were trying to figure it out, and also it was so weird that we actually met in person in the sense that we actually spoke for the very first time. Like, we have worked together before in the sense that I have featured him on my website in a written interview, which is called #inspireme. His name is Dominic Damaski. You can go check it out on my website, the-endlessendlessriver.com. So that's the-endlessriver.com and /inspireme. So you can go check it out. It was a great interview. He's an author and he's a publisher and he's a lot of other things as well. A great guy. So we spoke on in Instagram video for the first time. He was calling me on Facebook, but somehow didn't get connected. So we kind of I tried out the Instagram video thing from inside of the DM, and the picture quality was, oh my god, it was so surprising. The picture quality was super clear. I was so happy, and we also took a snap so you guys could actually see it. It looks unreal. It was great talking to him. Yeah, such a great guy, such a wonderful vibe. And like, normally books in India cost you around like 150, 200, 250, 300, not more than that. Like, I buy average books at around like 200, 250, not much than that, right? But since it's an American publisher and we have shipping, the book cost will increase, and he has to send it over to me and then I have to sell it off. So it kind of involves a little bit of investment, you can say, because I can't really keep on like ordering one by one books, because it's like, it's a tedious task. So we are trying to figure it out, and he was so sweet. He was like, I'm gonna send over like 5 books to you as a complimentary from my end. And I was like, wow, that's great, because like, I'm kind of running short on cash, because because I'm just starting off in the true sense this year, and so I can't really push really hard. But I really want that physical book. I was like, it's not about, like, for me, it's not about making sales or like profit. I'm not even thinking about that. That's not even in a consideration. But for me, it is like my picture on a book, my name on a book, like a physical book, and a chapter that I contributed. And for the message to be out there, along with like so wonderful women across the globe, it's like it's like, you know, the entire journey from, like, I think we have one person who's in, I think, college or high school, then there's me, and then there's, you know, women till the age of 60, if I'm not wrong. So we've completed the entire journey of women from all across the globe going through different situations and life conditions, and then standing up to it and fighting up to it, and like making a mark, living their life. So yeah, I'm so excited to get the book. I think I'll get the book on 25th, and none of my family members know. I hope they don't hear this podcast. I don't think they will. So they don't know, and I'll receive 5 books. So I'll give 3 away to like my family. I'll give to my family people, and 2 of it I'll probably try to sell. I mean, it's not like sell. I'll probably try to kind of get some orders, pre-orders, depending upon if we could figure out a way to ship on a cheaper cost, because I have people asking me from like different parts of the world, and I want to send the book over to everybody so that they can actually read the amazing stories and the chapters and blah blah blah. And you know, so we're trying to figure it out, and it was such a productive call with him. It was great. I loved it. Can't wait for the book, for the physical book to come. I can't wait for my family's reaction on that. And oh my god, and let's see if everything goes well. We might have a small book tour, and I'll figure out something. He had a lot of ideas, and let's see what I can do about it. Whew, so that's done. Well, woke up in the morning. We usually have on 12 a.m. of the birthday, like on 6th at 12 a.m. we cut the cake when the day starts. Like the official day starts. So that's what we do as a family. It's kind of like a tradition. And I was really tired, I guess, last night, and I slept off. And I woke up in the morning, and we had a cake. And oh my god, you should really see the cake. The cake is so beautiful. The cake is my logo, the logo that I designed. Like, I designed the logo, and it is so beautiful to see the logo on a physical cake. It made me so proud. And oh my god, it was like, I didn't want to cut the cake because the logo was there. I was like, oh my god, the cakes, you know, I don't want to cut the cake. And these people were like, are you crazy? Cut the cake already. So yeah, I got a gift. I got a gift, a former beautiful watch. It has a golden dial, and the strap of the watch is navy blue. It's like a royal blue, I guess. Wonderful blue. And then I got a MI band 3. So yeah, that's about it as of now. Yeah, I got also clothes. I got one t-shirt, I got a shirt, that's great. So I usually am pretty excited about birthdays, but like I got gifts and like so many wonderful wishes from so many people, like such beautiful heartfelt messages they have sent to me. And I've tried to reply them, all of them. I've tried to screenshot and put it up on my stories because they're like so nice. Somehow I feel so lonely today. I mean, I'm literally sitting at home doing nothing. At home doing nothing on my birthday. Like, this is a first. I don't remember spending this day like this ever. Like, my friends are not here. Yeah, like most people in my family are at work because it's weekday, and I'm like sitting here and trying to pass my time, trying to watch movies and videos and read books, write and chat with people. But somewhere I feel so lonely, and I kind of cried because I shouldn't be like that, right? I mean, people don't even get to celebrate birthdays. A lot of people don't get to do that, so I should be thankful and grateful. And yes, I am, like, I should be, and deep down I am. I'm really grateful, and I'm really appreciative of all the people. It's just I kind of miss the crowd, I guess, the physical crowd. I miss people coming to my home, and you know, I'm not the outdoor party kind, but I'm like the stay home, surprise, and you know, gossip and fun and leg pulling and dancing and eating, in the house party kind. And I guess I miss my friends a lot, and I miss that whole arrangement we used to have. It's just not the same. And I will never buy the stupid logic of, oh, you're old now and you need to get like, birthdays are not the same. If that's bullshit, I guess I don't buy that. I just don't buy that. just that I knew that no one's coming, and everybody has work, and there's no surprise thingy. But I guess somewhere down within a small part of my heart, you know, the most childish part of your heart, my heart was kind of expecting something, someone, not thing, someone. And that's about it, I guess. So I think that is what is kind of bothering me. And when people are calling me, they're asking me, where's the party, what are you doing? And I hate telling them that I'm home. And it's, I don't know, maybe you can call it like, I'm thinking about other people's opinion or something. But it's just like, that's something which that's bugging me, that I'm just sitting at home. And every time I say it out loud, it's just reflecting how lonely I feel today, I guess. And even though if we celebrate my birthday later, or I don't know, whatever, whenever, it just won't be today. Today is gone. And it just won't be today, yeah. It won't be the 7th of February 2019. It might be some other April or July or August, November, October, I don't know, maybe not this year, maybe again next year, but just won't be today. I think I don't know if I'm being childish or stupid and illogical or unrealistic. God, I don't want to cry and stuff, but I think I just want to vent out that, and you know what's happening, I'm kind of going in a bad, you know, the sad emo zones you go into, and then you start blaming other people, and then you start blaming other people and stuff. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to be pointing fingers, cause yeah, everybody has something or the other going for themselves. And I know everything. I mean, I know what my friends are doing. I know what other people are doing, and I know what's going on. It's just that somewhere I thought, and I wished and I hoped that these people would be lying to me, and they would be planning something, and they would just show up on my door, and you know. Yeah, the old school birthday surprise type. Anyhow, yeah, let's just get over it, I guess. So yeah, I'm just sitting here. I was trying to watch a movie, but I didn't kind of feel like it. I stopped halfway. I tried watching some videos and I don't know, blah blah blah. It's nothing productive that I did today, and the day just passed by kind of without me doing anything, like neither fun nor productive. So yeah, never mind. I should probably go, and I'll probably go to the mandir, and I'll thank God. And I'll say my prayers, and a lot of good things are coming my way. Maybe I'm asking for more. I don't know. It could be. Part of me is pointing out and saying, how selfish are you? You're like getting so many things. You want more. And another part of me is like, I don't know. I know maybe I'm selfish or something. It's just that it's hurting, I guess. And I'm just making this podcast. Oh my God. Anyway, let's do it. I'm just making this podcast, you know, completely vulnerable and transparent zone where I I'm not judging. I'm trying not to judge myself because, yeah, I'm feeling what I'm feeling, and that's just there. And when you feel a certain way, when your heart is feeling a certain way, logic generally doesn't work. Your brain is not in a position to convince your heart in any other way. So, yeah, that's just what's real as of now. Anyway, I hope my friends don't hear this podcast. I'm not even going to share this podcast. I mean, distribute it in the way that I generally do. I'm just going to publish it and just keep it, and you know. And I don't want my friends to hear it because I don't want them to feel bad or guilty or sad, or don't want them to blame themselves or something. But on the contrary, I just want to put it out there because I feel like loneliness is real. I guess it's the people that I miss. It's okay to have a bad day, and even if it's your birthday, and it's completely okay to cry. I am a big advocate of crying, and not a very big advocate. I won't say advocate, but not a very big fan or a person who can really communicate well when I'm in a bad mood or something. But yeah, I'm trying, and I guess it'll get better with this podcast as I keep on venting. So yeah, if you're having a bad day, if you're having a lonely day, and whenever you're listening to it, I don't know, just know that it's okay. And I'm just gonna put this out there, and let's see what happens tomorrow, and what happens day after, and what happens the next year. Someday I'm gonna use the audio clip from here and say, see, I was crying on my 24th birthday, and see, today things are better. So yeah, let's kind of end this episode. It's already 17 minutes. So yeah, I don't want to end this in a bad note. I'm really thankful that I have this amazing family and my friends and others who love me, and I'm aware that there are a lot of people in this world who don't have even one person who loves them, and I have a lot of people, so I'm really grateful and thankful for that, and I really am. Maybe I just miss them so much that I would have wanted them under one roof together with me today. I think that's what I miss, and it's okay. If it makes me sound selfish or over demanding or whatever, it's just fine. Just how I feel is my reality. Alright, thank you so much for listening to me. Kinda crying, yeah, crying, but yeah, not in the usual jolly mood that I am. But yes, I am hopeful, and I have faith that things will get better, and tomorrow will be a better day. I hope you have a great day, and just hold on. If you are also going through something like me, it gets better. So my name is Sonali, and you just heard Sonali the Endless River podcast. And if you heard this and you haven't wished me a happy birthday, wish me. Come on. All right, I'll see you soon. Bye bye.